Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Memches, Nazir 48a, pagination is 95. We'll start on the facing page, counting up from the bottom about 10 lines. The first words on the line are Umeshamesh Tachtov, and then we begin with the words that we concluded yesterday's session. Ad kan lo pligi, the Mishnah that discussed a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir walking on the way and encountering a Meis Mitzvah, a dead body that has to be buried. And the question was, who is it more proper to defile themselves and who is it more proper to leave him as Tahar, the Kohen Gadol or the Nazir, and we saw Machlokes in the Mishnah. That's because Elav Kohen Gadol v'Nazir ki ka'az li bahadei adodi, because it's the two of them. Avochad chad l'chudei, but if either one on his own was traveling and encountered a Meis Mitzvah, barit muye inun, we understand, no question, that they would be metame for the honor of the Meis Mitzvah, the body that has to be buried. Minohani mili, how do we know this rule that as serious as a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir are regarding not becoming Tomei to corpse Toma? How do we know that when it's a Meis Mitzvah, they definitely would be Metame themselves and take care of the body? The Tanur Rabbanon, the following Braisa, explains it. The Pasuk in Parshas Emor, regarding the Kohen and then the Kohen Gadol, tells us, Al kol nafshos meis lo yavo, to a dead body he shall not come. But mahakos of medaber, what is it referring to when it says he should not be metame himself to a dead body? If it means people who are distant from him relationship-wise, kal v'chomer hu, that's easy. That's something we know already. A regular Kohen in the first psukim of the parsha is going to be metame to close relatives, but not to distant relatives. Kohen Gadol she'eno metame l'krovim, a Kohen Gadol that has more strict types of restriction, certainly he's not going to be metame to distant relatives or unrelated people. Ella bikrovim akos of medaber, but rather when it says al kol nafshos meis, to any dead body, it means even to his close relatives. Ula, and then the pasuk continues and says ula aviv. So the Braisa understands that to mean La'aviv hu de'ena metame ha'metame hu l'meis mitzvah. He's not going to become tame to his father, but he will be to the meis mitzvah. Now, in order to appreciate this drasha, we have to appreciate how the punctuation and emphasis is working. The Gemara maintains that basic prohibition of the Kohen Gadol to be metame to relatives is already known from the fact that the Kohen Hedyot is prohibited from being metame to distant relatives and unrelated people. And therefore, when it says, Al kol nafshos meis lo yavo, that the Kohen Gadol should not be metame to dead bodies, that automatically is taking this Tuma restriction a step further. So it was already understood from that Pasuk that for his parents and his children, for example, he's not going to become Tame. Why then, the Gemara continues, would the Torah itemize and say, La'aviv uli'imo lo yitama, that he does not become Tame to relatives? And the answer is a question of emphasis and punctuation. The way to understand the psukim, the Gemara is telling us, is a Kohen Hedyot was prohibited from becoming Tamei to unrelated people or distantly related people. The Kohen Gadol is additionally restricted, al kol nafshos meis lo yavo, to any dead body he should not come, which means even close relatives. And then, la'ovav uli'imo lo yitama, but it's only his father and mother that he should not become tamei to, when this additional restriction of the Kohen Gadol is in place. But if you would find something that's even more compelling than la'aviv uli'imo lo yitama, then yes, he would become tamei. And that case would be the meis mitzvah. The result is that when it says la'aviv uli'imo lo yitama, at first glance it sounds like it's adding restriction. And the Gemara is telling us, on the contrary, all the restrictions, such as Aviv and Imo, has already been in place from Al Kol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo. Because general Tuma was already included in the Kohen Hedyot. And therefore, Al Kol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo came to restrict further his close relatives. And when it says La Aviv Uli Imo Lo Yitama, it's not coming to restrict. On the contrary, it's coming to limit the restriction and say, if you would come up with something more compelling, he would become tamei to it. Let's continue on today's daf. It's halfway down on the page, second word on the line. Ashkechan Kohen Gadol. So now you know Kohen Gadol is going to be permitted and obligated to a meis mitzvah. Nazir minolan. How do you know that Nazir has the same rule? Detanya, we find a brisa that indicates that it's the same basic drasha. Kol yimei haziro lashem, al nefesh meis lo yavo. It says in the pasuk, all of the days of his nazirus, he should not become tamei to anyone. And the following pasuk tells us, la'aviv uli imo lo yitama, he should not become tamei to his father and his mother. And the understanding apparently is the same as we did by Kohen Gadol, that he's not allowed to become tamei to anyone, even to his father and mother, but if it's something more compelling than his father and mother, meaning the case of meis mitzvah, a dead body that has no one to bury, then he would become tamei for that. Let's skip down until three lines above the wide. The Gemara says, Ad shelo yomar yesh li bedin. Had it not written it by Nazir, I could have extrapolated this rule by a kal vachomer from Kohen Gadol. Uma Kohen Gadol shekedushas o kedushas olam metamei. A Kohen Gadol is an forever type of holiness, and he is metame from his kedusha in order to deal with a meis mitzvah, as we discussed in the beginning of our session. Nazir she'ein kedushas or kedushas olam eino din she'metame le'meis mitzvah. So certainly a nazir that's not a forever type of kedusha, a meis mitzvah should override his kedusha. And the Gemara answers, lo, not really. Im amrit b'kohen gadol shekin eina mevig karban al tamaso. A kohen gadol has a leniency in his type of kedusha and becoming tamei, that if he would become tamei, he doesn't bring a karban, doesn't have a whole ritual associated with becoming tamei. Tama b'nazir shemevig karban al tamaso. I would say that the Nazir, since he has a whole ritual associated with becoming Tamei, he should not be allowed to become Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah. He's on some level more strict, as the rules of Nazir indicate. Talmud Lomar, that's why we need the Pasuk, la'ovav uli'imo lo yitama ava metame l'meis mitzvah, that it's only to a father, a mother, a close relative that he doesn't become tamei, but he does become tamei to a meis mitzvah. You will recognize the logic of the kal and the chamur, the different ways of looking at the comparison between Kohen Gadol and Nazir from the last session, where there was a machlokis in the Mishnah, who is considered more severe, if you will, in their restriction when they're both walking on the way, a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, who is it better to become Tamei to the Meis Mitzvah? We discussed that in the context of a machlokes, and the Gemara validates both viewpoints, even though we certainly only pask in one way, but in terms of learning a pasuk and analyzing kal vachomer and what we would have known had the Torah not told us, both of these svaras are logical, reasonable, and would be brought into consideration when we compare the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.